Thank you. Everybody, please have a seat. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Ray LaHood has said that being the Secretary of Transportation is the best job he ever had in public service. And that's fitting because Ray may be the best Secretary of Transportation that the nation's ever had. From the day that he was sworn in, Ray has fought tirelessly to rebuild America's infrastructure, creating good jobs that strengthen the economy and allow us to better compete in the global economy. Over the past 4 years, thanks to Ray's leadership, we've built or improved more than 350,000 miles of road, enough to circle the world more than 14 times. We've upgraded more than 6,000 miles of rail, enough to go coast to coast and back. We've repaired or replaced more than 20,000 bridges and helped put tens of thousands of construction workers back on the job. And that's all due, in no small part, to Ray LaHood's leadership. So every American can thank Ray for his dedication to make our transportation system not just stronger, but also safer when it comes to his focused attention on the dangers of distracted driving, for example. It's saving lives. And on a personal note, Ray LaHood has been a good friend of mine for many years. And before he served in my cabinet, we served together in Congress. He's a Republican. I'm a Democrat. These days, that sometimes keeps folks apart, but what always brought Ray and I together was a shared belief that those of us who serve in public service owe their allegiance not to party, but to the people who elected them to represent them. And it helps that we're from the same state. Ray's from Peoria, I'm from Chicago, but you know, we both love the state of Illinois, and you know, we both get out there on the golf course, and we're not that good, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. You know, he is a good man and has been an outstanding public servant and a model for the kind of bipartisan approach to governance that I think we need so badly in this town. So, Ray, on a personal level, I could not be more grateful to you for your service and for your friendship. Now, unfortunately for us, but fortunately for them, Ray is now looking forward to spending more time with his wife, Kathy, and their family, especially a whole gaggle of grandchildren. And so today, I'm proud to announce my intent to nominate another impressive leader to carry on his great work at the Department of Transportation, the mayor of Charlotte, my friend from North Carolina, Mr. Anthony Fox. Anthony's life reflects the values he learned growing up in West Charlotte, where he was raised by his single mom and his grandparents. I should add, by the way, that his grandmother is here, and she informed me that she worked here in the White House in the Truman administration. So she's just coming back to for a visit. And so the values that they instilled in them was to take pride in hard work, to take responsibility for your actions, to take care of your community. And over the past 3.5 years, those values have helped Anthony become one of the most effective mayors that Charlotte's ever seen. When Anthony became mayor in 2009, Charlotte, like the rest of the country, was going through a bruising economic crisis. But the city's managed to turn things around. The economy's growing, there are more jobs, more opportunity, and if you ask Anthony how that happened, he'll tell you that one of the reasons is that Charlotte made one of the largest investments in transportation in the city's history. Since Anthony took office, they've broken ground on a new streetcar project that's going to bring modern electric tram service to the downtown area. They've expanded the international airport, and they're extending the city's light rail system. All of that has not only helped create new jobs, it's helped Charlotte become more attractive to business. So I know Anthony's experience will make him an outstanding transportation secretary. He's got the respect of his peers, mayors, and governors all across the country. And as a consequence, I think that he's going to be extraordinarily effective. One of the things that Ray taught me in watching him do his job is that establishing personal relationships with mayors and governors and county executives makes all the difference in the world, because transportation is one of those things that it's happening on the ground. And the federal government's got to be responsive and has to understand what it's like when you're a mayor or a governor or a county executive trying to get these projects up and running, which also means that we have the potential of continuing to streamline our approvals and get rid of some sometimes difficulties in permitting that slow projects down, because we want to get people back to work and we want to get this country moving. So I am absolutely confident that Anthony is going to do an outstanding job. I want to thank his mom and grandma and lovely wife and two good-looking kids for being willing to serve as well. And I hope that the Senate confirms him quickly, because we've got a lot of work to do. Our top priority as a nation right now is doing everything we can to grow our economy and create good jobs and rebuild opportunity for the middle class. And one of the best ways we can do that is to put more Americans back to work rebuilding our infrastructure. So that's why in my State of the Union address, I proposed a Fix It First program to put more people to work as soon as possible on our most urgent repairs. And to make sure taxpayers don't shoulder the entire burden, I've also proposed a partnership with the private sector. But Congress has to step up, fund these projects. They need to do it right away. We need to modernize the infrastructure that powers our economy. We need more high-speed rail and internet and high-tech schools and self-healing power grids and bridges and tunnels and ports that help us ship products all around the world stamped with three proud words, Made in America. That's how we're going to attract more businesses. That's how we're going to create more jobs. That's how we're going to stay competitive in this global economy. So to Ray LaHood and his entire family, I want to thank you for just doing an extraordinary job. To Anthony and his family, I want to thank you guys for agreeing to serve. And I know that today's announcement is not the biggest thing that Anthony's family's got going with next week, because tomorrow's Anthony's birthday. So we're happy that we can kick off the celebration here at the Wright House. And with that, what I'd like to do is ask both of them to say a few words, starting with our outstanding current Secretary of Transportation, Mr. Ray LaHood.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mr. President, your staff told me I only had 1 minute. And since this is the last time I'll be at this podium, I'm going to take a little bit more than 1 minute. I know they won't forgive me, but I know you will. There's no way I can ever thank you for the opportunity that you have provided to me to write the final chapter in my book of service. This is it. You're right. It's the best job I've ever had. And if you're not the best person I've ever worked for, you're right at the top of the list. You've been extraordinary. And I know that every mayor in America is thrilled today, because one of theirs will become the Secretary of Transportation. And what a message you send around the country. What you say to every city is that mayors count, cities count. And Anthony Fox, Mayor Fox, will do a great job. Quality transportation choices can mean a better job or a better schools for our families across. Mayor Fox gets that, and I'm confident he'll do a terrific job. And the other thing, Mr. President, is more than 4 years ago on a very cold day in Chicago, you kind of rolled the dice on Ray LaHood. I'm not sure you really knew, other than our friendship, and that I was a lousy golfer, whether I'd be a good Secretary of Transportation. Well, you gave us plenty of license to be a good Secretary of Transportation, and we have been very proud to carry out your vision, and very proud to be the 16th Secretary of Transportation. The President and I did not share a political party. As he said, I'm a Republican and he's a Democrat. But what we did share while we served in Congress from Illinois is a friendship, a deep friendship. And that friendship has become much stronger over the last 4.5 years. And so I just want to name 4 things that I think we've been able to do. There are many more than 4, but we've put a great team of people together. Mayor Fox, you are going to inherit some of the smartest, brightest, hardworking people at the Department of Transportation. We've worked hard for 4.5 years to carry out the President's agenda. And one thing that we're very proud of, in 3.5 years, the President told us, within 30 days of his being sworn in to his first term, raise the CAFE standards. And what we're proud of is that by 2025, every car and light truck in America will get 54.5 miles per gallon. And now, it didn't take one vote of Congress. All it took is a little bit of leadership here and a little bit of leadership at EPA and DOT, and we made it happen. That will be part of President Obama's legacy. What a legacy. Cleaning up the air in America, getting cleaner burning cars, that's a big deal. We also have spent a lot of time on safety. And I guess we'll be known for trying to persuade people to put their cell phones and their BlackBerries down while they're driving. And we're right at the starting gate on this. Distracted driving is an epidemic. We've spent a lot of time working on it, and I hope that Mayor Fox will continue that. I think the crowning glory for the President, and he's going to have many legacies, but his transportation legacy will be high-speed rail in America, bringing passenger rail all over America. And let me tell you what I mean by that. I visited 18 countries in the last 4.5 years looking at high-speed rail, and the common thread throughout every country is a national vision, national leadership, national commitment. And that's what the President provided over the last 4.5 years. What he said to America is, we know you want a different kind of transportation. And Lincoln started the rail system in America. Obama has started high-speed rail in America. What a great legacy. Thank you. So, we're proud of that vision, Mr. President, and thank you for really giving us the encouragement to continue to carry on. So obviously, it goes without saying, when I talked to the President right after his reelection about the fact that I was very conflicted about this job, not about the job, but about the fact that I'd like to stay, but I told him, Kathy and I have been married 46 years. And she wins out on this one. And he said, give me your cell number. I'm going to call her. I said, no, Mr. President, I don't want you to do that, OK? I don't want you to hear all these arguments that she's going to make to you. So I am conflicted about this, but it's the right decision for our family. We've been in public service 35 years. And we think that we've done it the right way. We've done it in a bipartisan way, in a way that reflects the best values of America. So the final pages of my book of service, I think, will be remembered for bipartisanship, for serving in one of the most historic administrations in the history of our country. And I am so pleased that the President gave us an opportunity to have a front row seat on watching history and a front row seat on making a little history. And what an opportunity that we will never, ever forget. And so, we leave while they're still applauding, which is not always easy in public service. They're not only applauding for me, they're applauding for President Obama and the team of people that he put in place here. That's what they're applauding for. And so we go out while they're applauding, and we go out also with the fact that my successor will continue to do a great job representing America, representing the American people, representing President Obama and his vision for putting people back to work, for getting the economy going, and for continuing what we've tried to start at the Department of Transportation. It's my pleasure to introduce the 17th Secretary of Transportation, when he's confirmed, which which is always what we have to say. It's a little thing around here. When he's confirmed, he'll be the 17th Secretary of Transportation, and he will do a great job. The Mayor of Charlotte, Anthony Fox.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I am humbled and honored to be your nominee for Secretary of Transportation. As mayor, I know two things. First, over the last 4 years, cities have had no better partners than you, Mr. President, and you, Mr. Secretary Ray LaHood. You have drawn the admiration and appreciation of America's mayors, particularly Secretary LaHood, for your astute vision and no-nonsense approach, and that of your entire team. If confirmed, I will do my absolute best to uphold the standards you have set at the U.S. Department of Transportation. The second thing I know is that there is no such thing as a Democratic or Republican road, bridge, port, airfield, or rail system. We must work together across party lines to enhance this nation's infrastructure. I stand here today with many people to thank, most especially my wife, Samara, my two children, Hillary and Zachary, my mother and my grandmother, all of whom are here with us today. I also want to thank the wonderful people of Charlotte, the fastest growing area of our country. I know well the opportunities and the challenges of maintaining and improving infrastructure and providing good transportation choices. And throughout my service in Charlotte, I've worked to use infrastructure to put Charlotte and therefore our country on the path of job growth today and tomorrow. Mr. President, I look forward to engaging with members of Congress on both sides of the aisle during the confirmation process. If confirmed, I will work with you, with Congress, with states, local governments, and of course the great team at the U.S. Department of Transportation to keep the wheels of our national renewal turning. Thank you again for your confidence in me, Mr. President. Thank you.